Good morning, Auroville. Today is Monday, 27th of January, and right now it's hazy on 21 degrees Celsius, and the weather forecast for today says partly cloudy, with temperatures from low 22 to high 28 degrees Celsius. Winds from northeast at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. For later, they predict some clouds with northerly winds at 15 to 30 kilometers per hour. Morning humidity was on 76 and it will drop to 59% by noon. Moon is waning crescent, illuminated on 20%. On Wednesday, 29th at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion International Zone, we are invited to a general meeting to discuss options for the protection of Auroville land with topics, presentation of the work of Auroville Protective Studies Group. The objective of this meeting will be to discuss the various options identified by the study group and its recommendation for the protection of Auroville's land. A second general meeting will be called to discuss the feedback received. And thirdly, at later date, resident assembly will be called to endorse the final proposal. And we're having another resident assembly decision-making event on Friday, 31st at Solar Kitchen, regards the proposal to convert the water maintenance service to a true service and regards the priority of the physical development of the service area. So the questions are, do you agree to transform the Auroville Water Maintenance Service to a city service under the city service budget called Portus Water Service, supplying a basic set of essential maintenance services, with yes or no? And the second question is, do you want the concerned working groups to give priority to the physical development of the service area? Also yes and no. On Wednesday, 29th of January at 8 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we will hear music ensemble of Auroville comprises of Chloe on flute, Holger on violin, and Nada Prem on viola and violin. The music ensemble of Auroville is making an excellent classical performance of compositions by Beethoven, Mozart and others, and beside concert in Kripa, they will also perform on 7th of February at Gratitude Heritage Home in Pondicherry. Day later, on January 30th, at 7:30 p.m. at Kripa in Kalabumi, we will have a chance to hear and see Earthbeat, a journey of world music and dance, where members of the One Hour Caravan from Hudson Valley, New York, USA based troupe will be performing. Bill and Livia Vanover, founders and artistic directors, will be joined by Miranda de Ten Broeke. The evening will be an informal program of dance and music that they have collected from around the world over the past 42 years. They will be drawing upon their repertoire of dances and songs from Ireland, England, Philippines, Brazil, Israel, South Africa, Nigeria, Appalachian clog, dancing from the USA. The One Hour Caravan has just spent the past 3 weeks performing and teaching in Udaipur, bringing their rhythms and multicultural dance styles to audiences of all ages in schools, studios and theaters. The One Hour Caravan creates a sense of community, sharing world dance and music. And on Saturday, 1st of February, from 9:30 to noon at Verity, we're invited to participate in exploring world dance and music and why people dance with the One Hour Caravan. At Unity Pavilion, 31st of January at 5 p.m. as everyone, troubadours meet the last Friday to share poems, music and songs. This month they not only have troubadours reading their own poems, poetry and friends selecting the ones they like in different languages, but also Aurelio and Nada Prem playing and singing songs of Shuri Aurobindo. Auroville One's and only biggest ultimate frisbee tournament, the Auroville Hat, will be taking place on 31st of January, 1st and 2nd of February. This is their fourth annual Auroville Hat tournament and it's become one of the India's most popular ultimate frisbee tournament and it's the biggest of its kind in India. This year they're expecting more than 300 participants from Auroville, India and around the world. The games would be going on in Certitude, Arrowdon Field, Udavi School and opposite of Udavi School from 6 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. and from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. We are all welcome to come and encourage the players. On 1st and 2nd of February at Unity Pavilion International Zone, the Lilith Fashion Show warmly invites us all of us for a two-day showcase to see their latest fashion creations, drawings and design display at the Unity Pavilion. It will start at 6 p.m. on the 1st of February with a short presentation by each student. The showcase will remain on display the next day, February 2nd, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Friday 31st at Savitri Bhavan Reading Room, we can listen to Death and Back, Tales of Orpheus, Eurydice, Demeter and Persephone, which is another session of masterly storytelling by Paula Murphy. The yearly Auroville Birthday Week Basketball League will once again take place in Certitude from the 21st of February. The league will consist of mixed gender teams. They invite all players, young and old alike, who want to participate to sing up on the sheets which will be hung up at the Sola Kitchen, Transition School, Orville Bakery, Portus and Certitude. The deadline for submitting your name is 11th of February. They ask all participants that sign to be present for their games so that the teams stay balanced and fair. Alongside the Senior League, a Junior League will take place for participants who are under the age of 14. They ask all well-wishers and people willing to make a contribution to do so via financial service on account number 250035. The teams alongside with the schedule will be posted in the week of 17th of February. Hibiscus Art Permaculture Village informs us on Hibiscus Art Festival, which is coming out on 15th and 16th of February. They welcome musicians, painters, sculptors, singers, performers, poets, actors, cooks, clowns, volunteers, with all your creative ideas for this festival. There will be also a market and workshop, so they're asking you to come with your proposal, and you can call on 8098565426 or 262-2154. On Friday 31st at 4 p.m. at Kala Kendra Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India Culture in International Zone invite us to an exhibition of graphics and paintings by Drago Drušković. The artist and his work would be introduced by Professor Edwin Zappe. Exhibition will be on display until 15th of February and the gallery is open daily from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. except Sundays and holidays. At Savitri Bhavan, today at 6:30 p.m. they will screen meditation on Savitri Book 4, the Book of Birth and Quest, Canto 1-4, The Birth of Childhood and the Flame, The Growth of the Flame and the Call to the Quest, and The Quest. The film of Huta's painting was made by Manohar, illustrating passages from Savitri read by mother and accompanied by her own organ music. And on Wednesday, there will be a special screening at 5 p.m. in Cinema Paradiso in Town Hall from the association Terre à Humanisme, initiated by Pierre Rabhi, who would be present along with some other special guests, and there would be two movies. At Cinema Paradiso, they are following this week funny films, and today at 8 p.m. we can see comedy drama Long Live Freedom, which was made in Italy in 2013 by director Roberto Ando. And on Tuesday at 5 p.m. there will be a special screening of documentary Jabim Komrat, which was made in India in 2011 by writer and director Anand Patwardhan. On Wednesday they will screen at 8 p.m. comedy drama Romance, Call Me Savage, which was made in France in 1975 by director Jean-Paul Rapanon. And the mother wrote, "Silence is always good, but I do not mean by quietness of mind entire silence. I mean a mind free from disturbance and trouble, steady, light and glad, so as to open to the force that will change the nature." Thank you for listening us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.